You are in the power zone now with DU. DU's Power Zone.
The Power Zone with DU is dedicated to bringing you insightful communication and resources that will guide you further in making your personal and professional goals a reality. Through candid, stimulating, and essential conversations, we focus on the 9 universal goals of success, which include career, finances, education, family, arts, attitude, health and wellness, leisure, and public service. Based upon these goals, we provide you, the listener, with practical measures of advancement. Good evening, family, and welcome to the Power Zone with DU. Again, welcome to the Power Zone with DU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, philanthropist, author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost, and founder of Darlene's Utopia. And you have entered the Power Zone, my friend. Good evening, old listeners as well as new. If you are a return listener, well, we welcome you back, and we're glad you're out here for insightful and resourceful communication. And if you're joining us for the very first time, well, you are family, and we hope that you will return just the same. We want you all to tune into our archive shows, share it, pass the word that we are providing great conversation to help you elevate to your highest level of potential personally and professionally. We want you to share it on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram it, whatever you need to do to spread the word on social media. We welcome it. And then we want you to leave your comments and let us know how we can continue to help you elevate to your highest level of potential. Now, we are in October. Some of you that are following us, you know it is Libra season. And what does that mean? Yes, I have entered the 40-40 Club family. I am excited about it, jumping up and down, screaming. Can you guys see me doing a dance? October the 10th was my 40th birthday, and I want to thank all of you for your well wishes and acknowledgments on social media. I'm excited. It's a new world. They say once you turn 40, you really begin to live. So that makes me question, what have I been doing 40 years prior? Either way, it's a great thing, and I'm excited about this ride. And again, thanking all of you for your love and all of my fellow Libras. You know what it is. We have a couple more weeks to get it in. Libras rule. Yes, I am a little biased, family, but you know, who isn't when it's your birthday? We're going to go out on a little break, and when we come back, I'm going to share some information about our very special guest and what the theme will be for the remainder of this month. We'll be right back, family, after this break.
Darlene's Utopia is a full-service consulting company created to empower, motivate, and provide resources for clients through coaching, speaking engagements, and events. Our goal is to help clients and event attendees reach their highest personal and professional potential. To learn more about Darlene's Utopia, log on to www.darlenesutopia.com.
Spiritual leaders, healers, service workers, entrepreneurs, educators, administrators, supportive staff, life coaches, therapists, community advocates, and community activists. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. Save the date for Compassion for the Inner Me, a sacred experience for you to relax, relate, release, reconnect, and recharge.
scheduled to take place on December 12th of 2015 between the hours of 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. at the Harvest Room in Jamaica, Queens, New York. The inner me is not your enemy. Who you are is meaningful and purposeful. You are masterful at what you do. You are in service to many, whether you realize it or not. In fact, you have selflessly served from a platform of power, passion, and purpose. You're so good at what you do that your time, energy, and attention are in high demand. You answer each call to the point of exhaustion, burnout, fatigue, and selflessness. Well, now it's your time to be who you are to others, to and for yourself. Compassion for the inner me. To learn more, visit Robin St. Clair at www.robinstclair.com. Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene H. Anderson, and I am excited to be out here. Now, we've been away for a couple of weeks, so I just wanted to touch on some things for our listeners. We welcome you. If you are interested in being a guest on the Power Zone with DU, please send your inquiries to darlenesutopia.com, and we will follow up with you and see how we can make that happen. We welcome all guests to speak about their businesses and or service, whether that is a book, if you're a life coach, if you're a philanthropist, whatever it is that you're doing, if you're an entrepreneur with a product, we want to hear about what you're doing and see if we can mesh that with what the Power Zone is doing and possibly have you on the show. In addition, if you're interested in partnering with the Power Zone and advertising your business, product, or service, please also inquire with us at Darlene's Utopia, and we will see how we can partner with you just the same. Now, family, in September, we brought you themes. We had theme-oriented shows for the Power Zone. We discussed family, community, service. We had a lot of great guests on the show. If you all can remember, we had Ms. Perkins of East New York Restoration, and she was speaking to the development of East New York and the amazing things that are going on. We talked about the 5K walk, and then we had Ms. Nakisha Ross, Always Fit for Life. We also discussed social services within the New York City area, and we're going to continue that theme. This evening, we're discussing family, but there's a little twist to it. So again, we've been discussing social services and community and how we can do great things to go out and better our communities. Today, we're going to touch on families as it relates to relationships. I am excited about the guest that I have on the show for this evening. You guys know I always say I'm excited about our guest, and I am. She's an amazing person, and she's actually brought her colleague who I've had the pleasure of meeting in the past, and we're going to have some fun tonight. So I want to talk to you all before I bring her on about the power of networking. I'm always talking about networking. But networking is just not for the betterment of who you are as a professional. It's great when you can go out and network and meet somebody that can help elevate you professionally in your business, but it's also a beautiful thing when you establish relationships. And I'm constantly talking about relationships on the Power Zone, because when you establish relationships, you're able to push your business even further. And I must say that in meeting this amazing woman, this mogul, woman of God, I definitely, throughout the past couple of years, have advanced in my business, but more so have established a great relationship with someone that I consider to be a dear friend. So I'm going to introduce her right now and bring her on, because I don't even want to get into bios right now and who she is and her business, because we're going to talk about all of that. But I would like to welcome on to the Power Zone with DU, Ms. Kim Suttis of PIP Women Rock. Kim, welcome to the call.
Darlene, I'm so excited to be here. I am really excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me, as well as the PIP ambassador, LaTanya, the quarterback, Rush. We are super excited to be here because the energy that you always bring to the table, whether it's we just, you know, passing in the street, maybe we're at a meeting, your energy is phenomenal. So we're hyped to be here. We are super hyped to be in the zone.
Yes, yes. And Miss Rush, I did not forget about you. I want to give you your just due. Welcome to the Power Zone Ambassador. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, y'all. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, man. We got a lot to talk about, family. It's like sitting in the living room right now. This is how I look at both Kim and LaTanya. And we're going to make you all feel just as comfortable as I am with them. And on the same note, as we're making everybody feel comfortable, we're going to empower you just the same. Are you ready for that, ladies?
Absolutely.
So, sis, I wanted to share with them how exactly I met you. And I always think back because sometimes we forget. And I don't know if that's like the 40-40 thing. But I sat down and I said, well, wow, when was the first time that I met Kim? And that was at your PIP Women Rock conference, which was not that long ago, maybe 4 years ago?
2012, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Family, if you're on your devices right now, I invite you to go to your Facebook and pull up PIP Women Rock, that's Passion Into Purpose. Like the page, and you're going to see her upcoming event, Chocolate Strawberry, which we're going to get into in a little bit. But I want you to go ahead right now while you have an opportunity and like that page. And it's beautiful, just we're going to talk about that in detail. But yes, it was around 3.5-4 years ago in which we met. Let's talk a little bit about PIP.
Crazy as it is, I was actually on the phone with my friend, and he's DJ Hollywood. You know, everybody in New York knows who DJ Hollywood is. I was on the phone with him one evening, and I said, I'm tired of this, and I'm tired of that, and it needs to be, you know, when you go to these business things, it should be da-da-da-da in this. And he was like, okay, so when are you having yours? And that was the start of it, because I was complaining, like, man, this should be da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he was like, okay, and so when are you starting yours? And that was like October. That was October 2010, and yeah. March 2011 is when we had our very first PIP women PIP, because the whole name is totally different now. And as time went on, we changed it to Passion Into Purpose.
Yeah.
Conference, actually. We went from a luncheon to a conference, and it was amazing. It was just so amazing. It just really was. A lot of lives were changed. A lot of women went to the next level. And I went to the next level as well.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And I feel that, Stanley, you know, when I went out for 2012 to the event, and I always talk about service and being humble. Very often I'll go to an event with a friend or a colleague, and I'll just help out. It's not about who Darlene is, none of those titles that I open up with. When I'm going out with a friend, I'm helping a friend. And I actually had an opportunity to do that at Kim's second conference. And it was amazing. It was amazing. There I actually connected with my mentor, Stacey M.C. Grant. I got an opportunity to sit back and be a participant and learn, because as leaders, we pour into so many, and we're always talking about that, we pour into so many people, but we too need to be restored. So going to events and conferences like Kim has, PIP, and LaTanya is an opportunity to be restored just the same, and that's what I got in 2012. It was really quite amazing, sister.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very much welcome. So the ambassador. So now you're doing this, and I love that DJ Hollywood actually put you at Front Street. So if you're not a part of the solution, you're a part of the problem. I love it. I love it. It's like, all right, so what are you going to do about it? You stand on this for what you're going to do. And you wrote
exactly.
The occasion. Exactly. How did LaTanya come into play?
Wow. What happened was, We have a mutual friend, and this young lady was launching her book, and she's a play, and she had reached out to LaTanya, and she also reached out to me because she had come to my event the year before, and she was totally touched. Oh, no, excuse me, that year she actually went, and she was like, oh, my God, this is amazing, and then later on I reached out to her, and she was like, Kim, I want you to host my event. And I'm like, what? Host? Huh? Host? So I ended up going, and she never told me that LaTanya was going to be there, but she told LaTanya, oh, my God, you got to meet this young lady. Oh, you got to meet Kim. And so funny, me and LaTanya are like the best of buds till today because yes. of Shalina Diva, who introduced us. And we've been hustling. And when you talk about networking, because that's what you were talking about earlier, me and her, it's just like, we like two peas in a pod.
Mm-hmm.
We're two peas in a pod. We, you know, she slaps me back into reality. I try to slap her back into reality. Nah, just joking. I slap her back into reality. But most of the time, truth be told, most of the time she's pulling me up on my bootstraps. Like, listen, Kim, you know, this is how it's got to be. This is what you got to do. You know, it's not about what the world says. How do you feel? How do you, like, she makes me balance out. And it's not only just in business, because if you could just be a fly on the wall on our social talks, don't let us start talking about the Word of God, because Lord knows I have taken a class last year, and I think I drove her nuts. I mean, I had my picket signs up against Jesus, and oh my God. And she was like, man, what's wrong with you?
What Jesus did to you? That's what happened. I remember an event coming to you around 2 years ago, and when the word gets in the atmosphere, I was looking at pictures, and I was like, oh, my God, it was really church in there. It was Sunday morning on a Friday evening. It just, you guys just get it in. It's a beautiful thing.
We do. And, I mean, I am truly blessed to have her in my life. Like, she's just amazing. When I say she's amazing, she's amazing. She's my sister in Christ. She's my PIP sister.
So let me ask you, because I'm not a football player person, I'm learning more and more. It's funny because I'll learn a little bit for the season and then I'll forget about it. I know just enough to engage in a social event, but not enough to really sit down and partake in the game itself. Where did the name, because she's your TIT ambassador, but she's also known as the quarterback, correct?
Yes.
Okay, please share what that entails.
I don't know if it was a football commercial that came on or something triggered it, and I just heard in my spirit, you know, who's the most or what's the most valuable player on the field? So, you know, I'm like you. I only know a little just to socialize only because, you know, I just want to socialize with the men.
Mm-hmm.
And I said the quarterback because the quarterback stood out to me, and he said, why? And I'm like, why? And I had to really think about it. So, you know, it was just like no trick question. I didn't have to Google or anything. But what came to me was the quarterback is on the field with the players. The quarterback calls the play. The quarterback helps the team, you know, guides the team to reach a goal through the defense of the other team.
Yeah.
So he just asked, well, what do you do for people's lives? I was like, wow. You know, I'm on the field with you. We're going through all the obstacles, you know, anything that could be in your way, how to maneuver around it, how to deal with it. And then because the ultimate goal is for you to reach that goal, for you to get that touchdown, whatever we set out for the touchdown to be. So I ran it past a couple people in my tight circle, Kim being one of them. And I was like, what do you think about that? And everybody was like, oh, my God, I love it. I mean, it stands out, you know, and that's totally you. So I have been the quarterback. That's how I introduced myself, LaTanya, the quarterback for us.
Yes, I love it, LaTanya. And listen, I'm sure that there are some listeners, probably ladies, on the call right now that really also don't know a thing about football, and she's just given us like life lessons and also like a football like tutoring session just now. She really helped a lot of listeners. So, all right, if you didn't know nothing else, you know what a quarterback is at this time. That is awesome. So, Latanya, so you're also a coach. You're a life coach. Can you talk to us a little bit about that as well?
Yes, I'm a life and actually a business coach. And I moved from Chicago to Maryland about 8 years. I think it'll be 8 years in January. And since I've been in the Maryland area, I've been homeless twice. I've lost everything. And actually right now I'm still, you know, in a position, I'll say. And I was just down. I was at the lowest. I was at the bottom of my life that I could have ever been, like literally not knowing what I was going to eat the next day and coming, you know, home, closing my eyes, making sure I don't see my stuff outside, like just there. Here in the Maryland area was no one but me and my younger sister who I was taking care of at the time. One cousin, but other than that, that was it. And I said, okay, I have nothing else to lose. Nothing else to lose. So I sat down and said, what are some of the things I've ever wanted to do? And it was just like doors were opening and I just got blessed and, you know, people were, you know, investing in me and I got to be a life coach. It was one of the things. I love Ayana. They call me the baby Ayana. Yes, man, because I just shoot from the hip. And I love helping people that way because that was something that I needed. But I didn't have anybody to do that for me. I had to do it for myself. So God was like, you know, you be the person that you've always wanted. You be the person that you needed. And I just stand on it. And I'm just the person that people need. The person that I needed to help me, I knew that I was destined to be that person. And the funny thing is people recognize that gift in me. And they don't buck against it. They were like, okay, like this one girl lady was like, only you could have done what you did in my life.
Yes.
That's so that's it. And that's how the whole life coaching thing is. And I love it. I would not trade coaching for the world. I would. It's
thank
my
you
ministry.
Sharing. Yes.
Yeah, that's yes. My ministry. God revealed to me. You know, everybody's ministry isn't in the church. It's not behind the pulpit, you know. And I'm actually in the process of writing a book, When Your Business is Ministry, because a lot of times your business is ministry. It's not business.
Correct. And people yes. need to understand that and know that
mm-hmm.
you have a story. Mm-hmm. Usually people assume that, and it's not to say it's not possible, because anybody can master something by reading a book and taking a class. But when your life lessons, when your experiences make you the professional that you are, mm-hmm. it's a different type of service that you're providing because mm-hmm. you're from a place of you know what it's like. You've done the work yourself, and you're helping other people execute to get to that next level.
Yes.
And that's a beautiful thing when you can share those stories. So thank you for sharing it. Again, there's probably somebody on the call right now that can relate to that or needed to know that they're not alone. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, Miss Kim, are you with us?
I surely am.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I told the family earlier on that the theme was going to be relevant to family. So we're going to be discussing family as well on the show for this evening, which will bring us to your upcoming event, October 16th. Family, I want you to say the date if you're in the tri-state area and you can come out. Not just New York, but if you're in Jersey, if you're in Connecticut, if you want to drive up here from Maryland, we welcome you to do that also. We're going to be speaking to Kim's event, Chocolate Strawberries, and what that means for families. Is that okay with you, ladies?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Now, we're going to go out on our break now. Because I have the both of you on, it's the both of your charges. Do you know what that is?
Oh. You're probably like, what are you getting me into right now?
Oh.
The song of the show.
So we have a song of the show here at the Power Zone. And what that means is you have to share with us, myself as well as the awesome listeners, what songs motivate the both of you and why.
All righty then. I'll go first with Tanya.
Okay.
It all depends on the season. And the season that I'm in right now, the song is Erica Campbell's I Need All of You remix. And the song is interesting because the song talks about how she went looking for this, but she got this.
Mm-hmm.
How she was looking for that, and she got this. So God had given her more. So she went out, she was looking for faith, and God gave her grace. So it was, it's and, you know, I'm just doing Erica Campbell these last couple of months because she's just, like, off the chain, you know, with her album. And even though the album is not, like, first out brand new just yesterday, it's still brand new because she's just always doing it. She's just always doing it. I need a little more Jesus. You don't love God. You know, she's doing it. And she's bringing it. And the thing about it is that she's bringing it to the forefront so that people can hear this and go, Because that's how I was with Kirk Franklin. I didn't know anything about gospel music. First of all, I thought it was so cute on the little album cover that I had no choice but to listen to it. Now I was like, is this gospel music? How about a Bob and Nessa? You know, I fell in love with gospel music after that. And so she's my little motivator.
Was the stomp that motivated you? That was when, I'm not trying to go there, but we all can relate to this. Be in the club, and you don't know if you want to sit down or you want to stomp here. Because if it came from an outfit like mine, Pentecostal, my grandmother didn't play that. We are not dancing in the club to stomp. But he made you want to stomp wherever you were. Can we talk about it?
Just a crossover.
The crossover. So let me get back to Erica, because Erica does it today. Erica definitely does it. I Need All of You, the remix.
I Need All of You, the remix.
Beautiful producer, do you hear that? All righty. I Need All of You, the remix. And Miss LaTanya?
Well, I'm in the midst of transition, so I'm kind of in between songs right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the first song came to me, I am a India Irie fan. Huge. Just reaches my pinky toe and it's just amazing. But the song that motivates me right now, only because I have shifted into another dimension and the things that I'm pursuing, is Just Do You. And she talks about just doing you. Somebody's got to be a star. Just do you. Somebody got to raise the bar. Just do you. You know, someone's got to change the game. Just do you today. You know, every mountain needs someone to climb it. Every ocean needs someone to dive in. Every dream needs someone to wish it. Every adventure needs someone to live it. So she was practically saying, why can't it be, why not you? What are you waiting for?
Yes.
And it's just like, you know, just being who you are without explanation, you know, without, you know, hesitation, without question. You talk about being in the 40 club. I'm 45, so I'm almost in the 50 club. And you are absolutely right. You really start living at 40. And, you know, I used to say when I turned 40, I was like, what? I don't owe nobody nothing. I live 4 decades.
Mm.
When you put it that way, I live 4 decades and 6 years.
Yes.
You know, so I'm just going to do me. I'm not asking no questions. I'm not, Nothing. I've recently went back to school to get my associate's. 45 years old, sitting in class. I don't have a degree getting my associate's. And I'm like, I can't. Giving up and excuses is not an option right now. So what I'm really doing is embracing life, accepting everything that's coming my way, everything, you know, not trying to change it, but just accept it. Some stuff you just have to accept. And I'm just doing me. I'm not asking you to join me. I'm not asking you, you know, to be a part or to participate, you know, but at the end of the day, I'm just going to do me and all of my essence. So if I would have to choose a song, and I did, it would be Just Do You by India Ivy.
Just Do You. I love it. Kim and LaTanya, family, that in itself was motivating. We're going to go out on a little break with both of our songs. So again, we have I Need All of You by Erica Campbell and Just Do You by India Ari. We'll be right back, family, after this break.
Looking for mercy, I found grace. And looking for trust, and I found all I need is faith. Looking for peace, and I found love. Looking for strength, and I found your joy was just enough to know you is, to know I have everything that I need and more. All I need is you. All I need is you. All I need is you.
All I need is you, oh my God. All I Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus.
You're all I need.
No one compares.
You're all I need.
To who you are in my life.
Of the summer is upon us. It is back to school time, and that means looking in our closets to decide what goes out and what stays in. This is not only for the children, but also for us adults. Take a minute to go through your accessories to find what needs a makeover. What should you replace? What should you keep? What should you add to? Are you in need of a new fashionable accessory? Why not get a new necklace, bracelet, or earrings from DNAD's Jewelry Collection to complement the outfit you will wear to that casual or formal occasion on your calendar? Use the code word STEPS to receive 10% discount at DNAD's Jewelry. For more information, visit them at DNADZ, that's DNADZJewelry.com.
Welcome back, family. You have re-entered the Power Zone with DU. I am your returning host, Darlene A. Anderson, founder of Darlene's Utopia and author of Not Without a Fight, 10 Ways to Win When It Appears As If You've Already Lost. And I am here with my amazing guests, my two sister friends, business affiliates, phenomenal women, Miss Kim Studdard of PIP Women Rock and LaTanya Rush, the PIP Ambassador. Welcome back to the call, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful. So before the break, we were speaking of, I hinted towards it. Now we're going to go in further detail and talk about how that relates to our theme for this month on the Power Zone, which we have a couple, but this show is putting emphasis on family. So I want to tell everybody about chocolate strawberries. It just sounds so delightful, right? Say it with me, family. Chocolate strawberries. Yes. Let's talk about this event. It's scheduled for October the 16th. That's this coming Friday, family. The day after tomorrow. Mark your calendars for October the 16th. Let's speak to this, sis. Please share a little bit about chocolate strawberries.
Well, this is our third annual event. It's called An Evening of Chocolate and Strawberries, and we usually have a theme. And this year, our theme is relationships. Because the bottom line is this, we all can use a little help in our relationships. It doesn't make a difference what the relationships are. Mother, daughter, father, son, wife, husband. So we have Kimberly Arrington coming through. We also have Vincent K. Harris. He's coming through. And of course, the quarterback is hosting. We have a new addition who is coming to actually host with LaTanya, and that's Ray Baxter. And what we want to do is we want to answer the questions that people have about relationships. We want to answer those questions, and we want to be able to give real solutions so that people can put them into action. And the one thing I love about LaTanya, it's always, with her, everything is simple. Everything is simple. And I already know that when she comes to the table, she's going to, you know, say somebody gives this really big question. She's going to take it and she's going to simplify it. And she's going to simplify the answers as well. And that's the one thing we need, is that we need simple solutions. So that's what you're going to get when you get there. You're going to have simple solutions to your answers. So I'm telling everybody to come with your questions, whatever the questions may be, whatever the questions may be. And the wonderful thing is that these two who are actually starting the conversation, Kimberly, and Vincent, they have their own talk show called Man Talk 101. So they talk about relationships from the point of view of a man, which is very interesting because we always hear it from the point of view of a woman. But they talk about it from a point of view of a man, which is really great. And that's the other reason why I wanted to incorporate another facilitator who was going to be a man. So.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love topics like this. It puts me in mind of the conversation series. And family, if you're listening, you've been following us for DU's conversation series, it's conversations like this that help promote growth, strength. It makes marriages last longer. It minimizes divorce. It gives answers to single people looking to meet someone. Or even if you want to stay single, it's great, as you said, for mother, daughter, father, son. It's just not about, you know, just marriage, but more so communication, overall healthy relationships. And this is great stuff. We need more of this in the world. So this is a great thing that you're doing.
Well, I want to say something. Last year I was listening, there's a particular young man who talks about maximizing your singleness. And I listened to his series. And as I listened to his series, he helped me to understand and have a better relationship with my aunt. Now, mind you, he's talking about singleness. He's talking about being, maximizing your singleness, holding yourself for Mr. or Mrs. Wright. But in the midst of the whole conversation that he was talking, I equated it to the relationship that I have with my aunt.
Can you give us a brief synopsis of what exactly was strengthened between you and your aunt?
Okay. I had some type of feelings towards my aunt. Like, really bad feelings. And I didn't really understand it or what it was. And I had to, like, really go break down the barriers and so on stuff. And so we had on the outside, we had a good relationship. And look, the world looked at it and thought it was a great relationship. And last year, when I listened to Maximize Your Singleness, it helped me to realize that you operate in love through action. And it helped me to stop and look at the relationship. And I thank God because he really worked on me last year.
Yes.
Because of what's going on in my aunt's life today. My aunt is having health issues. She has dementia to a certain degree. So there's a lot going on. And I have to give more of me.
Yeah,
I have to give more of me. You know, when she's screaming at night because she's lost in the house or she didn't have an accident or she fell or she's just depressed and crying, I have to give from my heart to her. I have to operate, and I have to do it with a smile. That's the other thing. I have to do it with a smile. But had this been 2013 and what was going on in 2015, I would not have been able to handle it. I would have probably left her on the floor and walked out the house. And that's just real talk.
Correct.
But because of what I learned from this gentleman, and again, he wasn't talking about family. He was talking about maximizing your singleness and how to prepare yourself for a mate. But I took it to a whole other level because when I heard him, I began to go, wow. And I began to look at my aunt differently.
Yeah.
And that's what I need people to understand. So when they come out on this Friday, I need them to understand that you may come there with one agenda, but God will turn it around and you'll see it through a different eye and you will go home and maybe you'll treat your mother better. Maybe you'll call your cousin up. Maybe you'll do this. Because we're coming here with the assumption that I need help in my relationship with my man or with my woman.
Correct.
No. You need help in your relationship
with yourself.
Can I interject for a second?
Yes, ma'am.
What we do as humans is we categorize everything and everything is separate.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I have to realize in my journey is the common denominator in everything that I'm involved with, whether it's family, friends, work, relationship, the common denominator is me. So there is no separation. Okay.
Correct.
So when you're talking about, you know, being, you know, okay in your singleness, we automatically relate it to the opposite sex, when in actuality it's your singleness, period, because you're single. And that was one of the things. I had a similar experience when I began to study the five love languages.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a call on the five love languages. But as I was doing it and reading and preparing for this call, I realized that it's not just the five love language that I have to know about a guy that I'm interested in. It's about the five love languages or the languages that I need to know about everybody that I'm involved in. I need to know how
about it, Latonya.
You know how Kim
receives
things. Yeah. I need to know how my mom receives things. I need to know how my sister and my niece receive things because that's their love language. And their love language is different from mine.
you know. And when I did the call, it was really saying the five love languages and how we relate to God, and the fact that God speaks all five love languages. We're the one that's different. So when we get into like these relationship stuff, and we want to know about the relationship and how to attract a man and all this other stuff, all of that stuff really teach you about you. And it's not just changing or transforming you for your mate. It's changing and transforming you for your life. Period.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Family, I hope you all are taking notes. And with reference to the five love languages, I'm just going to tell you what they are, and you can go on ahead and research them in your leisure. But it is important to know, as Latonya has just stated, not just for you, but how others want to receive love, just the same, and paraphrasing it this, if I can. So those languages are words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. I'll say it one more time. Words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, and physical touch. It's extremely important. And you all, I'm so excited, and I'm looking forward to coming on Friday, because you touched on so many things. And Kim, you said something very important. It's like you come for one thing so many times, and we're actually going into, I believe, our 15th conversation series for 2016. And one of the most profound things that it's kind of like a common thread for each one is exactly what you said. People will come for one thing, and they'll leave with so much more. But the main thing is a different perspective on how you look at things from when you came in. Because oftentimes we're always blaming someone else. We're blaming our man. We're blaming our husbands. We're blaming society. As Latonya was saying, we're holding on to hurt for people that have passed away 3-4 decades ago, when the only thing that's stopping change and you being happy is you. You is how you perceive it. So how do you change that? You really have to sit in and listen to other people's thinking and actively listen. So sometimes we listen, but we only listen for that break so we can say what we want to say. But when you're open to listening, you're actively listening, you're receiving other things outside of your own way of thinking. And you're taking it in, and you're saying, you know what, maybe, just maybe, if I do it this way, I'll get the outcome that I want. And that's what the beauty of these conversation series are for me. So I'm excited. We have Atlanta's finest in the building this Friday, Ms. Kimberly and Mr. Vincent. So let's talk about them a little bit. Is this the first time that they're going to be joining you for PIG?
This is the first time that they will be joining the PIP team, so, and being on our platform. This is definitely the first time, yes.
Awesome, awesome. So let's get in that address, family, and if you're listening in and you're not tuned into our page right now, it's okay. We'll give you the information if you want to grab a pen, but you can also go back and reference the archive and get this information within the next 24 to 48 hours, because, again, it's this coming Friday. So that this Friday, October the 16th, we're starting at 6:30 to 11 p.m. Thank you. So, family, again, so PIP Women Rock presents Chocolate Strawberries, a real conversation between men and women about relationships. Now, again, it's going to be on Friday, October the 16th, 6:30 p.m. We're starting in the heart of Harlem, and that's at Stuyvesant Conference Center, 226 West 137th Street. And again, you can log on to the website and get this information. And what better event to attend for free? This is free stuff that you're getting. Things like this, conferences like this, people pay big money to go and participate in. And these sisters are giving you this all for free. Kim, that's awesome. Beautiful, beautiful. So you want people to bring a friend. So they're going to come out, they're going to bring a friend, they're going to mix and mingle and have a great time. Are you encouraging them to bring out business cards to network as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we are in a room together, there's nothing to do but network.
Yes.
Because you can't sit down and do you're sitting. No. Because I'm going to tell you like this. If you look like you're sitting and you're not supposed to be sitting, watch the quarterback come on and roll through. Excuse me. Hi, honey. Her name is Lasagna. How are you?
Nobody sits on the bench. Everybody playing in the game. Nobody sits
you
on
will.
The bench.
Family, you will. From the time you get in, there are no strangers. It doesn't matter if you don't know anybody in the space. By the time you leave, everyone will be friends. You'll be family. You'll be networking. You'll be engaged. It's very much high energy. There's entertainment that usually goes on, and Kim doesn't even have to say anything. But I know she has a full cast lined up. There's going to be so many different things going on in which you will be thoroughly entertained. And again, when you leave, know at least 5 to 10 additional people than the moment you came in. And that's the beauty of your events. They're empowering both personally and professionally. Any last minute words, ladies, that you would like to share before we begin to close out?
Yes. I'm slightly going to the left on this, but as we are in the month of October and we are the theme here in the zone is family, what I need each and every one of you to do is sit down with your family and have a conversation. Yes, the conversation. The will conversation, the insurance conversation, the what are we going to do, what's going to happen to our children when we die, if they're little, who's going to take care of our children? It's time to do estate planning. You know, I'm so happy that you're introducing Family Month. Just last month was insurance recognition or something like that had to do with insurance and life insurance. And so in this month, I'm glad that you are recognizing family, and I'm just asking everybody to have the conversation. And if you've already had it earlier this year, have it again. Things change. Just, it's time to do estate planning.
Correct.
Very important.
Thank you for sharing that. Family, it's just extremely important. Thank you so much for sharing that, Kim. And if you can't have that conversation, I invite you. We've been talking a lot about your community-based organizations. Get in contact. If you have any questions, you can hit us up on Empower Zone. We'll provide some information. We actually have a list of a lot of community-based organizations in New York City where they're providing information to do advanced directives. It's extremely important that you do advanced directives. As you said, your estate, your will, your living will, your health care practice, all of these things are important.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have these conversations much earlier than later. And surprisingly, we don't with our younger children because we think that it's something that will scare them. But there are ways to have these types of conversations in an environment where it's healthy, kids understand, and it's not scary at all. It's things, as Kim said, that needs to happen. So thank you, Kim, for sharing that.
Thank you.
Tanya,
I just want to say it was truly a pleasure to be here, and I'm just excited about the event. I'm just excited about, you know, people being able to be adults. I mean, it's going to be grown folk conversation, just responsible grown folk listening to each other, understanding each other. And, you know, I'm just really excited about the circle that, you know, God has me in. So I appreciate you having me on the show. It has been awesome.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you. And it's been an honor to have you both on the show. And I'm jumping up and down inside my body. You know, when you can feel your inner self excited, jumping up and down, getting ready for that event, that's how I'm feeling right now. Friday cannot come any sooner, 48 hours or less, I will be in the presence of you amazing women for a great event. I'm looking forward to meeting Vincent, Kimberly, Atlanta's Finest, Ray. We're going to have a great time. And Power Zone family, we invite you to come out and partake in the festivities. Again, log on to the website and you can get all of the information. And we hope to see you all out for PIT Women Rock Presents Chocolate Strawberry. Thank you, my sisters, family. Until next time, be well. It's been a pleasure, and I am looking forward to seeing you all out here next week on the Power Zone with EU. I am your host, Darlene A. Anderson, signing out.
The content of the Power Zone with DU, a component of Darlene's Utopia, is intended for general information purposes only. The views expressed by the show's hosts and their guests are their own and shall not be construed in any way as advice from the Power Zone with DU or Darlene's Utopia. Personal perspectives expressed by the producer, writers, editors, hosts, and guests will always be presented as such. We encourage you to seek professional advice for any problem in which you may have. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to Darlene's Utopia or the Power Zone with DU